Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Hey, girls, what's up?
Hey! Now, tell me, Vanessa, what have you been up to in New York City, the big city that never sleeps? Are you asleep?
Today I did a lot of sleeping.
You did?
I didn't sleep. Yeah, actually I did. I'm actually still in bed right now.
Wish I was in bed right now.
Oh, yeah. I know. So, Vanessa,
wait, this bed or your bed?
Oh! Bit of NYC funny there.
Woo, 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 woo.
Vanessa, so what we want to ask you is, you know, we're really excited to be talking to you because you run Gal NYC, which seems to be the hottest night for girls in New York City. Can you tell us a little bit about your event?
Well, the thing is, I just don't have, like, a night that I do. I do different types of events, and lately it's been mostly with Harriet Hudson, the lesbian bar in New York City. I'm sure everybody knows of it.
Oh, we know.
Oh, we know.
Oh, Ginny knows.
Yeah!
I'm looking at Ginny going, she knows.
I know Henrietta Hudson for the pretty ladies.
Yeah, that I've had the opportunity to work with them. I used to do a weekly party, but then I stopped. And from then, I just started doing, you know, one event, maybe one a month or, you know, whenever they needed me. We've built a really good business relationship, also friendship. And, you know, whenever they need help, they'll call and say, hey, you know what, we're doing event, we can really use your help, and you know, that's how we kind of do it. I'm actually taking a break from promoting. I've done it for so long, and I just needed a huge break because I'm actually back in school and marketing schedule and things like that. I just couldn't keep on doing a weekly party, so for now it's just a little break, and it's just events now and then.
Okay.
Whenever I have the time, or they actually need. We just celebrated their 20th anniversary, which was a huge event. It was like 4 days of partying, nonstop partying.
Wow. What is the scene like in New York City? Like, is it quite vibrant? Do you get a lot of people come in from, like, out of state? And, you know, you have, a weekly Saturday. How does that go off?
Well, like I said, with their bar, it's 7 days a week. Every day it's a different type of event. And cool. They have a lot of tourists because you Google lesbian bar in, you know, New York, that's what's going to come up.
Oh, yeah, we found that out.
And yeah. When we were in New York City in our hotel Googling lesbian bars in New York City, Henrietta Hudson came up and we're like, yeah, we're going.
Yeah, we're going there. What's tonight, Saturday? Oh, it's Sunday night. Let's go.
And one thing that Zebu and I remember so fondly about Henrietta Hudson is that little jelly shot lady.
Oh, that jelly shot lady. I was stalking her.
Talking about Liz.
Well, I'm pretty sure she was going to press charges on me by the end of the night because I was hounding her. And I was like, look, lady, can you find me in 10 minutes? I'm going to get some money out. I need you to find me in 10 minutes. If you don't find me, I'm going to find you. And I didn't find her for like half an hour. And then I found her and I was like, where did you go? I told you to find me.
She's fabulous. Like, she's so used to it. I've known Liz for almost 10 years now, and Liz is fabulous. She's so used to that, and she's, you know, she's real. She's just fun like that.
Well,
she knows what she has to do.
We love the States for the jelly shots because we can't really sell them here. It's kind of like a law to, we cannot promote drinking as recreational, but in the States, y'all don't have that.
No.
So we go
next
nuts.
Next time you come by, like I was telling Ginny, we'll do a jelly shot party for you.
No way!
A jelly themed jelly shot party. So is there going to be like jelly everything, like jelly wrestling, jelly food, jelly shots, jelly people? How can there be jelly people?
Sure, why not?
Jelly people, okay.
You know what? It'll go down with another great party at Henrietta Hudson.
Hell yeah. Jelly shot party.
I like it. What I love about the jelly shot lady too is we cornered her once when we found her. We said, do not leave. And she's like, this is a small club. I'm not going anywhere.
I'll make sure she's there also because she's not bartending. She doesn't do the jelly shots anymore. But we'll put in a special request just for her.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
What we call a ball and chain. You can just chain her to me for the night, I'd be happy.
We could get arrested for that.
I'm used to that. It's okay.
Vanessa, another question we've got to ask
you is... you can.
You live in the city that never sleeps. Have you experienced the gay scenes around the world? What would you say, in your opinion, as a promoter and as obviously living in New York, what's the best scene that you've seen so far?
What I like about the New York scene is that it's so, like, it's everybody. It's, like, a mix of everyone from everywhere. It's like you can go to a bar and you'll meet someone from London, you'll meet someone from... It doesn't matter. It's where New York is like a melting pot.
Yeah.
They say it's a melting pot, but like the gay and lesbian scene here, it's really a melting pot because like a lot of people around the world, they don't, they're not so easy for them to go out and experience this because of, everybody's not so accepting.
Yeah.
But in New York, it's like, it's so different. It's like, everybody's like, you're gay? Oh yeah, that's fine. It's like second nature here now.
Great.
That's what I like about New York. I went to LA. I did their whole lesbian scene, and I felt like it was a little bit more cliquey, I guess. Everybody's like in their own little groups.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I hear.
Like, if you're not a part of that group, you know, you're a part of that group, and that group doesn't talk to that group. But it was like a little weird for me. But maybe it's changed from now. Maybe it's a little bit different.
So speaking of LA, you recently had Sada and Whitney Whitmixer from The Real L Word.
Who are they?
Yeah.
So who are they again? I don't know. Whitney and Sada.
Oh,
Whitney's a DJ, isn't she? Mixter? DJ Whitney Mixter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very funny. Very funny. They've changed their name to Whitney Vegemite and Sara Tim Tams.
Oh, those girls. Right. Yeah, they were here last week.
Yeah. And
complaining about that stuff.
What did they say? What have we done to them? We damaged them, didn't we?
Well, as soon as she pulled up, she was like, just make sure you don't have any of that stuff in that little can, that little brown stuff.
But apparently you used to have it. You used to have it when you were a child, Vanessa.
She even pat me down to see if I had any crackers.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, we had them. This is actually my third time working with Whitney, and Whitney is just fabulous. Like, she's great. She's such like a good host. She comes to New York and we do parties, and girls, they just go wild. Like the party that we just had for the 20th anniversary, and Sada was here, and I do believe, if I'm right, at 11:30 we could not let one more person in our doors.
Wow.
Because we just hit max. And they weren't even there yet.
Wow, that's great. And,
people were online. We had a huge line. And as soon as they got there, it was bananas. You could not move in Henrietta Hudson at all. The place is not that big, but, you know, it was a great turnout for them. It's always a great turnout for Whitney. Like I said, it's my third time working with her. And first time with Sada. But they're just, like, really, really great people to work with. I've also worked with Rose. And she is amazing. She's great with the crowd. She's such a people person.
Awesome. And what events are you working on at the moment? I know you said you're on holiday, but are you working on anything in the next coming weeks or months?
Yes, actually, I'm working on I'm in talks with Whitney to do another party in December, and it's actually going to be New Year's / birthday party for myself.
Woo!
Hey.
So, we, you know, you guys should come over for that.
Oh, we're coming over next year for Dinah.
Well, no, you skipped that. Come here.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah, we're going to come to New York for 10 days after that, so we're going to definitely chill at Henrietta a lot more, and we'll have to have your birthday shots there.
You guys have to let me know in advance when you're coming, and we'll set up that Jello Shop party for you.
Woo! Wow.
And when you come to Melbourne, we'll take you to one of Melbourne's biggest parties, and we'll show you how it's done, too.
Is it, like, Lick or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're talking to the CEO of Lick.
At the moment. I checked out your website. Oh my god, I think I wanted to like jump through my screen.
Yes, yes. We get a lot of complaints because people take their Macs into the Mac store and complain it's drowning of wetness because everyone licks the screen.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I think I have to wipe my Mac down now.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You just need to dry it. Yeah, no, we'd love to show you how Melbourne does it too. I think
I'm going to pick you up on that offer, and I'm probably just going to drag a couple of girls from here.
Do that.
Absolutely.
Trip.
I'm serious.
And we'll give you a jelly shot.
We'll give you a secret jelly shot.
Just one, though.
Secret? I'm a little scared.
I promise it won't be brown in color.
Oh!
There's no Vegemite jelly shot, don't you worry. But I was going to say,
that's great.
One of the best things to experience here in Australia to do with the gay scene is the Sydney Mardi Gras. It happens every March. It's the biggest, parade of its kind in the world for gay and lesbians. And there's about a quarter of a million people that actually watch the parade in Australia alone. In Sydney alone, sorry. So it's huge, and we're going to have some parties throughout that festival week as well.
That sounds amazing.
I'll send you some dates.
And you should come.
I probably would. Because I'm in need of a vacation, so I probably would do that.
All right, good.
And it's off-peak time for US, too, so I think flights are a little bit cheaper as well.
Very cheap.
And maybe we can go get some illy, right?
Yes, illy! Zeebo, have you heard of illy coffee?
Yeah, he's a founder. He's the one that actually made the word espresso, and he invented the steam machine. You want to talk about coffee, huh?
Yeah. See.
Well, you know, that's illy hot. I don't do illy hot.
I do illy cold.
That's like my little competition right there.
Well, we are the coffee capital. Well, coffee country. So come and taste our coffee too.
I'll be a trader for one day.
So you're a brand rep for Coca-Cola. Illy is owned by Coca-Cola, is that correct?
It's distributed by Coca-Cola.
And Amatil?
What's that?
Amatil is the company that owns Coca-Cola here or distributes Coca-Cola. So it's all...
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Good trivia, hey. But no, absolutely, we've got to have some illy cold and some illy hot too to keep it fair and to make sure that you're not being a traitor.
No, it's okay. Just check out the illy cafe. I think I sent you the address to one, right?
Little Lonsdale Street. Yeah. We're going to get one after we talk to you and we'll give you a review on the illy coffee.
Knows it. Do it.
Absolutely. Mm. Looking forward to it.
Awesome, Vanessa. Well, Vanessa, thank you very much for your time tonight. You know, you've been a pleasure to chat to and thank you for being so flexible with the times when I'm running on my own clock, Australia's running on their own clock, and you're running on your own clock. Yay! Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.